Danny O's got a big day at headquarters on Saturday. It's always great to catch up with Danny. Morning, Dan.
Morning, Mike.
Looking forward to a big meeting at Flemington on Saturday. And you got two nice chances in the Andrew Ramsden. Miami Bound, who is flying, and Salto Angel, who she hasn't won a race, but gee, you'd love to own her. When she gets out over a mile and a half, she's so honest.
Yeah, she is. She's got a big tank, really good stamina. She's probably a bit dour. That's a little chink in her arm. That's, I mean, she's run so many more seconds than she's won. But, you know, with 52 kilos on her back at 2,800 metres, she'll run a really honest race.
If you had the two just lining up on their own with 52 v 56 kilo Salter Angel Miami Bound, who would you lean to?
Well, I think Miami's, you'd have to lean to her. She's got the class. You know, she is coming out of two strong group ones, the Tancred and the Sydney Cup, and she ran very, very well in both of them. So, she's the one horse in the race that's really stepping down in class, and she's in really probably career best form.
I was going to say, is she going the best she ever has?
I think so. She managed over the spring to take that step. You know, a lot of four-year-old mares struggle, but she was really, really good in the Moonee Valley Cup when, you know, she got the right conditions. But this autumn, I think, she, you know, at weight for age, she ran a really good race in the Australian Cup without luck and went third in the Tancred and backed up with another really good run in the Sydney Cup.
I think we're expecting a little bit of rain on Friday and Saturday. Do you think the conditions with just that little cutout suit her now? Because she's not just a wet tracker.
No, look, as you said, her last couple of runs were on the good force, but no doubt she is a couple of lengths better if we get to a soft six, soft seven. So, if that rain does come, it won't do her any harm.
14th in the Melbourne Cup last year. If she wins a ticket in this year, is she once again just around that middle of the pack range, do you think, or could she improve?
Look, I think she probably can improve. We had her half-brother, the Little Engine, and he really got better every season. In fact, his best season, I think, was when he was seven. He won an Andrew Ramsden himself, actually, with about 60 kilos on his back when it was a handicap. So I do think she can keep improving. Yeah, she's a very tough, durable horse, and when they can take the racing and improve out of it without soundness issues, they do get better.
Just spoke to Sam Friedman about why we don't have a full field in a Ramsden when there's a golden ticket to the Melbourne Cup on the table. Do you have any thoughts? Is it the time of the year or just lack of local stars?
Oh, I'm not sure. I think field size is not necessarily the great judgment of a race. You know, this race is weight for age. It's got 10 runners. It's got really, really interesting group of runners. You know, if you could put another six in there, does it make it a better race? I don't think so. No, I think it's probably the best edition we've had so far of the Ramsden. And, we need to probably get a little bit more sophisticated than just judging a race on the number of horses that turn up in it.
Do you think this is the year we could see another vow and declare? No one really knows what these new protocols from the internationals will mean. Do you see a window of opportunity this year for the locals?
I think the right local, you know, obviously vow and declare was able to win it just 2 years ago. So, you know, the right local with the right profile is going to have a good chance in the Melbourne Cup. I'm hoping that we can get more locals in there, like Bound Declare, four-year-olds with sort of, they need to have under 53. You know, Bound Declare won it with 52. Mm. Unfortunately, our Derby and Oaks winners are just ridiculously handicapped every year. They give them way too much weight and they can't, you know, there hasn't been one have any impact in a Melbourne Cup for 15 years, yet they still continually handicap them out of the race. So, yeah, if our Derby and Oaks winners got in with 52, 52 and a half, they'd have a chance every year, but whatever reason, the handicapper hasn't seen fit to readjust that scale.
Have you got another one in the stable that you're already looking towards spring preparations towards a cup?
Look, we turned Young Werther out after the AJC Derby. Yeah, he just got touched out there by Explosive Jack, who won again the other day. He's probably got the right profile in that he hasn't won a Derby, so he can't get a crippling weight. If he got in with 51 and a half or 52, I think he'd be a live hope.
How are those young European bred horses coming along?
We have one of them unfortunately get scratched the barriers on Saturday, a nice young Camelot called Hengrown that's had one start for one win. Got another one in Australia called Gundawindi, who's been to the races twice for a couple of seconds. So, no, they're coming along nicely enough. Whether they'd be ready for this spring or the spring after, potentially the spring after.
First race at Flemington, are you going to run, is it Laugh Argue, either at Geelong on Friday or Flemington Saturday?
Look, we're still tossing that up. He's a really nice colt. He's trialled well a couple of times. I think there's positives to go to both venues in that he probably would prefer 1200 first up, but obviously the Flemington race is worth more money, and we'll make a decision on that this afternoon.
Okay. Cordelia's been in really good form. 1200 down the straight. What do you think on Saturday?
Look, I think the softer ground will definitely help her. She was beaten on her merits the other day, but it was a particularly firm track there at Sandown. I do think on a soft five, soft six, she lets go just that little bit better. And, you know, she's a talented mare that's in good form. So, yeah, she's definitely one of the horses to beat in that race.
Viral's going to be one of the horses to beat as well a little later in the program. I haven't seen him since the 26th of January. He's got a really good record, though. What are you expecting on Saturday?
He's had a good build-up. He hasn't sort of been a first-up horse for us in the past, but I think he's as forward as we've had him for a first-up run. And, yeah, he's really well handicapped now on the limit with the claim and well-drawn. He's a very honest horse. You know, every time he goes to races, he puts his best out. He looks well-placed.
You've also got Iconoclasm in that race. And, look, it's been a while since he's won, but he's dropping back in class. So how is he going, do you think?
Look, he's not at his best. You know, his last couple haven't been of the level we'd expect from him. He's, you know, a rising seven-year-old stallion now, so he's a little bit inconsistent. But we're taking the blinkers off him. We've had him back down at 13th Beach, and we've been doing some work at the Pony Club with him just to try and vary things up. So we're just hoping to turn things around.
What about over in Adelaide? I am in the mood, goes around in the two-year-old race over there. Well-bred filly who looked really good at Bendigo.
Yeah, she is. She's a nice, I'm invincible filly. Won first time out. And we've kept her fresh for this race. Obviously, a big reward being a Group 3. So, you know, natural improvement from her first start. She should be really competitive in that.
And you've got Kentucky Tornado, who is a big price in the Santa Raya, but the form looks pretty good now, chasing home the Oaks winner last start.
Yeah, she was terrific for us. That was her first start for us. And again, we've concentrated on keeping her at her best for a stakes race. And she's certainly, you know, gone forwards for us since second up. She should be as good as we can have her.
A big day for the stable. You've got runners in three states because Fabric is up in Brisbane. Is this her swan song before she goes through the sale ring up there?
No. She's owned by Waikato Stud.
So oh, she'll get the owner of Waikato.
She'll end up going back to New Zealand as a broodmare, but she's in terrific form, so I don't think that's in the near future. And she's found a soft race there on Saturday, so she won for us in Adelaide the other day. I'm hoping she can win for us in Queensland this weekend.
Three states, three good chances in all states. Who's your best, do you think?
I think probably Fabric's, you know, mare in form in a race that looks very winnable.
You've got a couple tomorrow. You haven't got a runner today. Anything on Friday we can back?
We've got a few, maybe at Geelong, we've got a horse first up called Breeze and Luna, which is quite a nice filly, and she's in a mare's 58, so it's not a tough race.
Good on you, Danny. Good luck over the weekend.
Thanks, Michael.